Dr. Carla Cuthbert, who is chief of the Newborn Screening and Molecular Biology Branch at the National Center for Environmental Health at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. Dr. Cuthbert has held this position since December 2009 and gives leadership and oversight to the NSMBB, a branch that comprises several laboratories which support domestic newborn screening programs, providing quality assurance, public health service, test development, and translational research activities. Dr. Cuthbert.
Thank you, Dr. McKay. Well, I'm really glad to be here. I'm glad that you guys are here this morning. And this is my first time at the APHA, and I'm looking forward to the other sessions that I'll be a part of and just listening to. So I'll be talking about newborn screening from a federal perspective. I am delighted to be part of CDC, and we have very good relationships with other sister agencies in the Department of Health and Human Services, and it is a pleasure to work together with them for newborn screening. So I have no conflicts of interest to disclose, and this morning I will be briefly describing the activities of some of the federal programs that have an interest in newborn screening. Then I'll discuss a little bit more detail what we do at the CDC by providing laboratory support to the newborn screening programs. And then I'll conclude with a summary of activities surrounding the 50 years of newborn screening. So while there are a number of agencies that may have an interest in what is happening in newborn screening, the three main agencies that I'm going to talk about with core roles include the Center for Disease Control, CDC, the Health Resources and Services Administration, HRSA, and the National Institute of Health, NIH. The subtleties of the projects that these respective agencies are engaged in are reflected by the missions of their agencies, and we will be discussing this in a little bit more detail. So I'm going to start with HRSA. And HRSA, their mission is to improve health and achieve health equity through access to quality services, a skilled health workforce, and innovative programs. Essentially, HRSA is the agency of access and health equity. The newborn screening concerns at HRSA are addressed primarily through the Maternal and Child Health Bureau. And the biggest effort here in this particular bureau is assuring access to care, and this is done through medical homes. Now, the SAC-DNC, or the Advisory Committee on Heritable Disorders in Newborns and Children, it functions to provide recommendations and advice and information to the Secretary of Health on issues surrounding the screening of newborns and children. It is a committee that consists of 15 voting members appointed by the Secretary and includes five agencies that agency representatives from HRSA, CDC, NIH, FDA, and AHRQ, which is the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality. So this provides a very good opportunity for us as agencies to partner, to work together, to collaborate, and to discuss issues pertaining to newborn screening. So HRSA is a granting agency, and they provide two different competitive grants to support newborn screening programs. Firstly, HRSA provides funds to support the implementation of conditions that have been recommended by the advisory committee, for example, for critical congenital heart disease. Of note, you'll find that all three of the agencies, CDC, HRSA, and NIH, have all provided different forms of competitive grants to assist in the implementation of recommendations by the same committee. Secondly, HRSA shows support for state newborn screening programs through the regional collaborative groups. And that's shown here on this map. And these grants provide the necessary infrastructure for supporting genetics and newborn screening around the country. Included as part of the activities in this grant are counseling and healthcare services, education and training, not just for parents and families, but also for laboratory and healthcare professionals, and in assessing and coordinating treatment. The map shows the breakdown of the regional collaborative groups and their respective states. HRSA has two programs that support its mission in newborn screening. The First is the Newborn Screening Clearinghouse, and it's designed to increase the level of awareness of newborn screening. It seeks to improve the understanding and the information, the informed decision-making capacity of expectant and new parents, health professionals, industry representatives, and the general public. This was awarded to Genetic Alliance in 2009 and is accomplished through Baby's First Test. The second is the Newborn Screening Technical Assistance Center, and this group functions to maintain current data on quality indicators to measure the performance of newborn screening, such as false positive, false negative rates, and other measurements of quality within newborn screening programs. This was awarded to APHL, the Association of Public Health Laboratories, and is being accomplished through its program, its newly formed program called NewSteps. Let's move on to NIH. And NIH's mission is to seek fundamental knowledge about the nature and behavior of living systems and the application of that knowledge to enhance health, lengthen life, and reduce illness and disability. Simply stated, NIH is the nation's medical research agency, supporting scientific studies that turn discovery into health. And the Newborn Screening Saves Lives Act authorizes research in newborn screening through the Hunter-Kelly Research Program, and that's a role that's been delegated to the NIH. The role of NIH is therefore to conduct and support research that informs decision-making with respect to new technologies for screening and treatment of conditions, and the development of new disease management strategies and other research activities that would otherwise improve newborn screening. The NIH newborn screening goals are accomplished through the Newborn Screening Translation Research Network, and its primary goal is to develop the necessary research infrastructure to support scientific investigators with newborn screening projects. The American College of Medical Genetics was awarded this program. The NIH has recently embarked, as you heard from Dr. McCabe, on a new initiative looking at genetic sequencing during the newborn period. And sometime late in 2010, NIH had a workshop addressing newborn screening in the genomic era. The purpose was to identify a research agenda that would lead to the application of new genomic concepts and technologies to newborn screening and child health. And the outcome of that meeting was the funding opportunity that required proposals to address three components: the genomic data sets, clinical implications, ethical, legal, and social issues that our fourth speaker will be addressing in a lot more detail. And so we look forward to hearing from these researchers over the course of the next 5 years. The award was for $25 million. The total award was for $25 million over 5 years. And so let's take a look at the CDC. So CDC's mission is to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to protect America from health, safety, and security threats, both foreign and domestic, chronic or acute, curable or preventable. And CDC is the nation's health protection agency. And one of CDC's functions in newborn screening is to provide guidance in newborn screening program implementation and evaluation. We do this through surveillance and program implementation initiatives, for example, through the Early Hearing Detection and Intervention Program, or EDDIE, and also through critical congenital heart disease. CDC is also involved in investigations in clinical utility and costs through long-term follow-up programs for sickle cell disease. In addition to the very critical surveillance activities that CDC performs, CDC also provides considerable laboratory support for state newborn screening programs, and this is the program that I have oversight over, and I'll be spending a little time in describing our current activities. Laboratory testing is a very vital component of newborn screening programs, as you might guess. It's critical to ensure that testing is robust and reliable, providing high levels of quality measurements every day on every test for every baby. And CDC's Newborn Screening Quality Assurance Program has been providing comprehensive quality assurance services in the form of laboratory-based resources and expertise for over 30 years. The services offered include proficiency testing, the creation of quality control and reference materials by CDC scientists, training and technical consultation as needed, and research activities to improve and enhance testing applications. Well, what is proficiency testing and why is it so important? Well, proficiency testing is the way to ensure that measurements made in newborn screening labs are accurate. So when CDC creates blood spots, we create blood spots that mimic the different newborn screening conditions. They're sent out to the laboratories in the states, and the states report back the results, and we determine their performance, and any lab with unexpected results is actively followed up by a CDC scientist. This program, NSQAP, our quality assurance program, is the only one of its kind, and it is our goal to ensure that this level of service continues to be sustained. All states are covered by our program, and in addition to our domestic laboratories, 71 countries participate in this unique and comprehensive quality assurance program, numbering about 550 laboratories that participate with us. Last year, CDC scientists created and distributed over 800,000 blood spots, covering all of the U.S. newborn screening conditions to both domestic and international participants. In addition to laboratory service, we also provide training and support to maintain levels of technical expertise within newborn screening programs, and this is particularly important for state programs when there's turnover of staff and introduction of new technologies or implementation of new conditions. The support we provide includes support at national meetings, laboratory-based training such as for mass spectrometry and molecular applications. We have one-on-one consultations and laboratory data review, especially during the implementation of new testing in states. Site visits, either to CDC or we may send one or a group of scientists to states to review their activities. And we have been developing website resources, especially for molecular tools, as states bring on this new platform. CDC scientists are also very actively engaged in research projects in collaboration with state and clinical scientists. This list here just includes a few of the conditions that are already on the new the uniform screening panel, and it's important to consider different kinds of ways that we might improve current tests as new technologies emerge. And these are collaborative projects, and we are looking in this particular group at molecular or DNA tools for analysis. We're also interested in research projects for conditions that are not yet on the uniform screening panel, and our scientists are at the bench working at developing or improving methods involved with dried blood spot screening. And we also have to work on developing a number of robust quality assurance materials that mimic these diseases. And this does take effort, a lot of time and creativity on the part of our scientists. With respect to severe combined immune deficiency, CDC has been a very early supporter of newborn screening for the implementation of this disease within the states. At the onset, we funded the first two state pilots in 2008. Wisconsin and Massachusetts were those first two states. And they were pioneers. These two states were pioneers and laid the groundwork for SCID screening in the United States. Shown in the corner is a picture of Dawson. Dawson is from Wisconsin, and he was the first newborn detected with SCID through the newborn screening efforts in the United States. He received a bone marrow transplant and is now a thriving little boy. So since the first two states, we've been able to fund Minnesota and Michigan, and right now we are currently funding three additional states, Georgia, Oklahoma, and Virginia. So a critical part of achieving CDC's newborn screening goal occurs in partnership with the Association of Public Health Laboratories through a cooperative agreement that is absolutely beneficial and necessary to our mission as a branch. APHL acts through a committee, the Newborn Screening and Genetics in Public Health Committee, and through two subcommittees involved in quality assurance and quality control, and a newly formed subcommittee called the Newborn Screening Molecular Subcommittee. These subcommittees are indispensable, and we value them very much. They comprise a state representative, so it is very useful for us as a federal program to get such clear feedback from state laboratories. And so, in addition to our partnership with APHL, this takes us to the 50 years of newborn screening. In recognition of the work done over the past five decades, APHL and CDC partnered to lead a national campaign to raise the awareness of newborn screening to target audiences. And this was again done through a cooperative agreement, and APHL has done an excellent job in leading this venture. The goal was to increase awareness and the perceived value of newborn screening by targeting specific messages to specific audiences. And the audiences that we selected, as you see here, are to expectant parents and families, healthcare providers, policymakers, and state and national media. In terms of messaging, APHL again did an excellent job in putting together some brochures. You see the policymakers brochure. They also have another brochure for families. And in May of this year, APHL launched this innovative book on the newborn screening story. That's for free distribution into the community. And I'd encourage you to go to the APHL stall and pick up these brochures. They are available to you, and all you need to do is ask. In an effort to have the states tell their own story, we also put together traveling exhibits. These were created, there was a common message, but in addition to the common message, there was a more personalized message as well that was a unique story from each of the states. And here in the left panel, you see sisters Riley and Tegan. They were posing beside their picture, and both girls have cystic fibrosis. And this poster describes their story and was used in Michigan's 50th year anniversary celebration. States had an opportunity as well to talk to the media, as seen here in Iowa. Again, it gives it's a very proactive way of being able to talk about the positive aspects of our public health programs. And thirdly, in Wisconsin, when I visited there for their celebration, we were able to meet with Dawson again, who is running around like a crazy little boy, and it's delightful to see because you can excuse him anything just because you know what his outcome could have been in the absence of newborn screening. So that was actually beautiful to see him and his mother being such strong advocates. And there as well is Mae Baker, who is one of the laboratory directors in Wisconsin. Another one of the goals of the campaign was the education of healthcare professionals, and this is something that we take very seriously. APHL exhibited at a number of different professional conferences this past year, and in some cases we organized specific newborn screening sessions, much like this one, again to raise awareness about specific issues in newborn screening within that professional group. In addition to presenting or exhibiting at these professional conferences, APHL hosted their newborn screening symposium in May of 2013 in Atlanta. And the title and the theme for this particular symposium was actually 50 years of newborn screening, celebrating the past and preparing for the future. In September, Newborn Screening Month, APHL led a series of events on Capitol Hill with the aim of raising the level of understanding of newborn screening among the nation's political decision makers. And during the morning, families whose lives had been transformed by newborn screening, they were able to meet with their congressmen and have a really good discussion about what that meant for them and the importance of newborn screening. Later that afternoon, there was an award ceremony and a number of different people were present at this. It was at the Congressional Visitors Center at Capitol Hill. This was all led by APHL, and I'm not required to say this, but this was not a federally funded activity. APHL managed to find their own money to actually do this, and we're very proud of them. It was a very, very successful day. And so, yet, with everything that we have accomplished, we recognize that while we celebrated the 50 years of newborn screening, this is not the end. We have a number of different partners in the newborn screening community. I've only talked to you a little bit about our federal partners, but we have so many people who have a heart for newborn screening, and they bring with them, you know, their respective passions and their respective skill sets. So we still have a lot more to do. There's a lot more collaboration that we are looking to be engaged in, and we're only just beginning in terms of really getting the word out to the general public about newborn screening and what it does. So This continues, the work and the effort continues, and we look forward to working with each other as far as federal agencies and respective agencies, and we look forward to working together with the rest of the community. So thank you very much.